the Gemara in Yuma tells us, better to machalel Shabbos achas, better to violate one Shabbos so we could keep many more. And we know that if one's life is in danger, one can go ahead and violate the Shabbos. Not only can they violate the Shabbos, they have an obligation to violate the Shabbos in order to save one's own life or to save someone else's life. And we'll come back to that shortly. The Gemara in Yuma cites a couple of different sources with perhaps some different nafkaminas, different practical differences between them. But before that, I want to do a famous gra on this pasuk. The gra asks the question, and the Gemara, other Gemara talks about it, other mefarshim. We know six days a week we work. On the seventh day we keep Shabbos. What isn't so clear is Shabbos the first day of the week, the last day of the week? In other words, the Gemara wants to know, someone who gets lost in a midbar, in a desert, or you could be lost anywhere, you don't have to be lost. The point is, you don't know exactly what day of the week it is, and there's no way to ascertain that. And the question is, what do you do now regarding the mitzvah of Shabbos? Do you go ahead and keep Shabbos right away and then count 6 days? Or do you count 6 days and then keep Shabbos? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. And the Gemara tells us, I think in Shabbos and Erevin, the Gemara tells us what's the issue, what's the nekudas hamachlokas, the point of dispute between the different rabbis. Do we go by the creation of the world, or do we go by the creation of man? If we go by the creation of man, Adam was created on day six. So the next day was Shabbos. So Shabbos is the first day of the week, so you would keep Shabbos and then work 6 days. But if we go by the creation of the world, so we'd count 6 days and then keep Shabbos. And in fact, that's the way we paskin. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon says, there's an allusion to it in this pasuk. Where do we see in the pasuk we read, V'shamu'i b'nei Yisrael Shabbos? He says, when you look at the pasuk, Os hi li olam, we olam is spelled chaser, lacking. It's not spelled in its complete form. It's lacking a vav. And he says it comes from the word helam, like we use in Gemara Shabbos. You do solam something mehelam echa, one forgetfulness. It's not fully there. So that's what he's saying. Os hi li olam, from the word helam. But let's say you're not sure. Let's say you're not sure where you are, you're not sure what day it is, and you want to know what to do about Shabbos. So that's what the pasuk comes to tell me. God created the world, the heavens and earth, in 6 days. On the seventh day, God rested. So we see, the Vilna Gaon says that the pasuk tells me what the halacha is. If you find yourself in the middle of nowhere, in a midbar, you work, you count 6 days, and then you count, then seventh is the Shabbos. The Rishonim talk about that perhaps maybe every day is really a suffix Shabbos, and maybe you only should do the things that are necessary. It's a whole discussion on all the different mitzvahs, what to do, a very interesting discussion, not for tonight. But that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So the Gemara tells us in Yuma that we know there are three mitzvahs one has an obligation to give up their life for. They're known as the big three. If someone puts a gun to it and says, worship idols, commit adultery, or murder someone, so there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There's a mitzvah to sanctify one's life and to die al Kiddush Hashem better than to violate. For these three, normally the principle is better to violate one Shabbos or one mitzvah to keep many more. But for the big three, they're an exception to the rule, the three cardinal sins, better to die a life of purity than to die with these sins on your soul. So we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So, however, as we know, Shabbos is the rule. The big three are the exception. Shabbos is the rule. Better to machal Shabbos achas to keep many more. So that's one source the Gemara brings down in Yuma. Another source is v'chai bahem, that we shall live by them. We shall live by them and not die by them. So that's the mitzvah, that if one's life is in danger, the Torah is given to live, not to die. And therefore, we have the mitzvah v'chai bahem. And then we have a third pasuk. A third pasuk says, so we have the source of v'chai bahem, and we have the source of v'shamru. My nafkamina, what's the practical difference between those two sources? Whether I say the source is from v'chai bahem or it's v'shamru. So there's an interesting question regarding saving a fetus on Shabbos. We know to save the mommy, one has a biblical obligation, you have to save mommy. What about being mechalel Shabbos for the fetus? Is that permitted? Or one has to give up, or does one have to let the fetus die? So what would it depend on? So the discussion, the Rishonim, I believe we paskin that we save the fetus. But what's the issue at hand? The issue at hand is what these two sources. If the basis v'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, better to desecrate one Shabbos to keep many more. So then, obviously, you go ahead and save the fetus. Hopefully, the fetus will turn into a human being and be able to keep many mitzvahs and many Shabbosos. But if it's based on v'chai behem, the heter v'chai behem, you have to be alive. If you're not alive, so therefore there's no mitzvah to keep you alive yet. And a fetus is not, even though in terms of abortion it's murder, but you're still not considered a full-fledged Adam yet, and therefore perhaps maybe the principle would not apply. But we paskin it does apply. Or let's say the reverse. Let's say if the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where some debris falls on someone and there's no way they're going to live. They're definitely palliative now, terminal. Let's say they only know they're only going to take a look at the situation. The doctors say we can keep them alive for another hour. So the halacha is yomachal shabbos, even v'chayesha, even just for temporary life. So therefore, if it's based on a shabru, so better to perhaps that you're not going to be able to keep any more mitzvahs, so then maybe you wouldn't be able to. Based on machai behem, right now this person is a full-fledged life, and therefore you would go ahead and machal shabbat. Again, so we go l'chumra. In both situations, we go l'chumra in terms of saving one's life, and whether it's chayesha, or it's going to be chayolam, even for a fetus, we go ahead and we'll machal Shabbos. It's a similar thing we find in the Gemara and Baba Metzia and Tosis and Baba Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Ches, about the story with Eliyahu, with the Isha Sarfas, and there's a story with other Nevi'im as well, with Elisha. And the issue was that, but with Eliyahu is Pinchas zu Eliyahu. We have a tradition, Pinchas is Eliyahu. So if Pinchas is Eliyahu, so the Gemara wants to know, Gemara gets an incident where Pinchas, where Eliyahu went in and was Matami Maze in the Kever. So the Gemara says, Tosus says, how could you do it? There's a biblical prohibition to Matami Maze. So the Gemara answers, or Tosis answers, or many we show him to give different answers to this question, that how could Pinchas go around and try to be Metame Meis? How could he do that? Because it's a biblical prohibition. So the different Rishonim give different answers to this question in terms of, so some want to point out that in terms of whether the discussion, whether there's a mitzvah of b'chayei habeis, we know there's a mitzvah of rofei cholim, of healing the sick, but there is no mitzvah of to go ahead and try to resurrect someone. So if all things being equal, so there's no issue, you could go ahead and do it, but there's a prohibition. You can't violate a biblical prohibition in order to do something which isn't a mitzvah. So I have a whole discussion there in terms of whether you could go ahead and violate the Torah in terms of something which isn't like a mitzvah per se. It's amazing if you get the person alive. So they have a whole discussion there on the same Yisov V'chai Bahem, in terms of are you allowed to do something for a fetus, in terms of, well, in this case not a fetus, but in this case your person is dead now, so perhaps the Chai Bahem only applies when you're alive. So the Rishonim came up with different reasons why it's okay. But that's the same issue here in terms of whether you can mechal a Shabbos for a fetus based on either v'shamru or v'chai b'hem. That's what we pointed out, that the different levels of kedusha. This kedushas hamakom, the Beis Hamikdash. This kedushas hazman Shabbos, and Shabbos supersedes the Beis Hamikdash. No binyan hamikdash on Shabbos. On the other hand, we know v'shamru v'neizos a Shabbos. One as a mitzvah to machal Shabbos in order to save someone's life. So we see that human life takes precedence. Jewish life takes precedence over the Shabbos, and you save one's life. And therefore they point out that the chasim's over. We see how every yid is more chashev, is more important than the mikdash. That the mikdash, he's not even machal, you can't build on Shabbos. The mikdash, but every human being, you can machal Shabbos. So we see every yid, the kedushas haguf of a Jew is holier than the kedushas hazman or the kedushas hamakom, and that's what the Chasam Sofer points out. And we have to remember this very important halacha, and we have to spread the word, because as the Yerushalmi writes, one who asks the question, it's ki'ilu shofech dam, it's like you're shedding blood, and you're wasting time asking the question. You should be going ahead and saving the life. And the one who is asked, Areza Magun, it's not a good thing, because you should have taught this, people should know about it. And that's some of the inyan, those are some of the inyanim regarding what we learn out from the Pasuk Rishamru, like the Gra pointed out to Halacha, if you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, that one could go ahead and Machalo. I want to know whether you count 6 days and then you keep Shabbos. And then the different sources of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos, and different nafkamina, different practical difference that come out based on these different sources.